Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here. Hope you enjoy this one. If you do, don't forget to hit the heart button on the way out the door when it's over. If you can do that, just click the heart. And also remember, if you want to support our platform and give us a little support as we go into the weekend, why not consider going to DonorBox, link below, where you can drop a pound or two in the hat. And if you don't like that, how about buy me a coffee, link below as well. Similarly, another way to help us affray the costs of doing all this stuff every day. So let's get to the topic, shall we? And that is that the whole LGBTQ plus movement is going to literally eat itself. And that's manifest in a story I saw today, whereby one of the founders of the so-called charity, Simon Fanshawe, he says, by claiming there's no such thing as male and female bodies, trans activists have wrecked all the good work of the gay rights charity I helped found. So this is writer and broadcaster Simon Fanshawe, one of the founders of Stonewall, which he set up in the 1980s. But he writes, my jaw hit the floor during the Stonewall discrimination trial this week, when the LGBT charity's head of trans inclusion, Karen Metcalf, took the stand and declared, quote, bodies are not inherently male or female. They're just bodies. And he goes on to say, well, as those words sank in, my heart sank to my boots as well. He was one of the people who founded Stonewall back in the 80s. I think Stonewall's a pretty pernicious organization myself, but hey, that's just me. All that work is now in danger of being wrecked. Stonewall's reputation is discredited, and its credibility squandered by trans activists. Not all trans people, I hasten to add, who believe they can dictate what everyone else is allowed to say. People such as Karen Metcalf imagine that reality can be reshaped to fit their requirements. Asked whether there's a difference between biological sex and gender preference, Metcalf denied it. There's no difference. And according to the official Stonewall position, to disagree is to be regarded as a heretic or quote unquote transphobic. And this is insane because, of course, we all know that whereas this guy says there's no such thing as male and female bodies, that's the only thing there is. There are only male and female bodies. And I can understand what Fanshawe is saying, because what I guess what he's saying is, well, if there's not male and female bodies, then how can people exactly be gay, lesbian, or gay, or you know, or bi or whatever? Because they don't have a gender. But of course they do. They all do have a gender. One barrister apparently at this trial asked whether there are any circumstances where it would be okay to treat someone according to their biological sex. The Stonewall employee offered that this would be okay at a cervical screening service. So it seems that even in Stonewall's world, there are some occasions where the reality of sex stubbornly resists the pretense. I mean, similarly, if you're going for a prostate exam, I guess that, you know, the suggestion is you're probably going to be male if you've got a prostate. Just like if you're going for a cervical screening service, you've got to have a cervix. Therefore, you are a female. But this is, as this person goes on to say, this trial has become a spectacle of ludicrousness. It's all about, you see, what is this trial about? Well, it's because a barrister called Alison Bailey is suing her legal chambers, Garden Court, in London's Lincoln's Inn Fields, for allegedly curbing her work and her income because of her stated view that there's only two sexes. She says she's been punished for speaking out against Stonewall's trans policies and arguing that it is undermining the hard-won rights of gay, lesbian, and bisexual people and its determination to promote its trans doctrine. And this is where the LGBT fights itself, because the T's, or at least these militant T's at any rate, are 100% saying things which deny the existence of the L, G, and B. So the LGBs are basically being denied by the Ts. And this is now in an English courtroom. What a clown world. What a clown world. But of course, if you criticize these people, then you are called transphobic. Anything you say is going to be defined as a hate crime. And because hate crime itself is such a nebulous term, then it is possible that you could be become their victim. You could become their victim. So, you know, it's really hard to know what more to say. This guy talks about the fact that Stonewall was set up in an age of hostility. I guess he's talking in the 80s towards gay people. And that, I mean, I was around back then. I can't remember. I suppose people were more, defined, more linear than they are in 2022. But Stonewall itself, of course, as I say, I do have issues because I see it as not necessarily a positive force at all and a very difficult force. But even if you say, well, that's just you, here is one of the guys who founded Stonewall saying that the trans agenda within Stonewall is making it ludicrous. So they can have their rainbow flags, they can have all they want. But at the end of the day, the trans people are saying that, there's no such thing as gender. So therefore, you can't be a lesbian, you can't be gay, you can't be bi, because there's no other sex for you to be, you know, having relationships with. Look, my take on this, it's all clown world. It is absolute clown world. There are two sexes, male and female. There are, in my opinion, two genders. Which I believe to be the same. Oh, I know there's a different difference between sex and gender, but is there? Or is that just a rhetorical point of difference? Is that just not a weapon being used to try and be able to say, oh yeah, there's 67 different genders, or maybe is it 95? I can't remember. But, you know, the reality on it all is this. All of these trans activists and everyone involved in this, in 100 years' time, when they're dead, and if their bodies were to be examined by scientists, that you will discover that every one of them was either male or female. And that's why the suggestion that there are only bodies, there are no genders, is absolute insanity. But that's what's being discussed in the courts in London at the moment. Makes you think. Thanks for listening.